Good morning and welcome today. Merry Christmas to all of you folks out there. I know that there are some folks that don't celebrate Christmas, and that's okay. Some people like to say happy holiday, but I personally, as an individual, on this day, I celebrate the birth of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no proof anywhere that he was born today on this date, but it's a date that we now use to celebrate his birth, and that's what we're doing today. I hope everybody's got the opportunity today to be with family, to be with friends, to share love with each other, and to make today a special day, putting aside differences, putting aside animosities, and really just living the love of Christ for one day, if never for any other time. But for one day, really reach out and do everything you can to be a good person. Now, keep in mind, a good person doesn't mean a saved person, but a saved person certainly should be a good person and a good example. And today is a special day, a day that God decided to allow to be born his only begotten son, a sacrament, knowing. Now, here's the awesome thing about Christ's birth. Knowing that God made that sacrifice to allow his son to leave heaven and come down to earth to be born as a child and to grow up to be a man and the Messiah, but also knowing that he was going to be tortured, knowing he was going to be killed, knowing he was going to have to allow his son to be tortured and beat and chastised and beat some more, and then hung on a stake, a tree. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says it was a cross. We use the cross as a symbol to relate to Jesus' death on that cross. But we know that, you know, Paul says to take up your cross, you know, daily, but there's some contentions about whether it's actually a cross or just a stake or what it is, a pole, but it doesn't really matter. People make too much out of that. We know that Christ was put on some type of a wooden object to be crucified there until he died, torturously suffering to try to keep his weight up to be able to keep his lungs working, because the weight of his body was pulling down on his rib cage and on his lungs, forcing him to not be able to breathe, and a very torturous way to die. And before he was hung, he was beaten and lashed, and a crown of thorns shoved down on his head to, I'm sure, stabbing him in the head and the forehead and around the scalp, and beaten with whips and I don't know what all whips, maybe some chains. I don't know exactly what all was used, but I know he was beaten and whipped torturously. And God knew this was going to happen to his son. Can you even imagine your child going through this, and you allowing it to happen willingly? It's one thing to have someone kidnap your child, or in a case of wartime, capture your child or your son, even if he's grown, and to torture him, and there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe even be forced to watch it. Nothing you can do. They got you held back, and you can't get to him. But God willingly gave his son to suffer. We know that had to be the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what I picture Jesus' death on the cross of. But he had to be born to die for us. And God allowed him to come down to be born as a little child in the city of Bethlehem in a manger, which denotes evidently in a stable. And if he was in the stable, then what kind of living conditions could it have been for a little child? You know, it certainly wasn't the best accommodations for anybody, let alone for someone who was going to become the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of mankind. But yet, Christ began his life in very humble beginnings. And he lived a very humble life. He was a very humble man, a very caring man. He loved people. He loved his Father, God. He loved to be able to share the word with God, with people. And he was very jealous of that word, and very jealous of his Father, as we saw in the temple marketplace when he got upset and overturned the tables and ran the people out, you know. And we can understand that. But this little baby was born in very humble beginnings. Joseph wasn't his father. The Holy Spirit was Jesus's father. And so, you know, you look at it and you go, you know, we don't know. I don't know. I don't remember if I ever knew how long Joseph lived, but we know that he was raised by Joseph and Mary, and then Joseph's out of the picture, passed on, I guess. And, you know, it talks more about Mary after that. But if we can take one day of our life today, being Christmas Day, the day we celebrate the birth of Christ, and reflect on what that all meant. The three wise men knew, and they followed a star that led them to Bethlehem. They come to worship this baby. Now, as a baby, of course, you know, he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk, none of those things, but yet those men knew that he was going to be the Messiah, the Lord Jesus himself, the Savior of all mankind. And that's a marvelous, marvelous, wonderful thing to know. And we, I think, take so much the birth of Jesus for granted. We have plays in our church at this time of year, you know, with the manger scene and Mary and Joseph and the baby and the wise men and everything. And we make a little play production out of it. And everybody kind of, you know, everybody laughs and claps and is happy. But I think that we've lost touch with just how serious and how important the celebration of his life, his birth, really truly is. A baby became the Lord Christ, our Savior, the Messiah. Can you even imagine for one minute what that had to be like? To be around that time and to know that this was the one. I don't know what it would have been like. If I would have known, like one of the three wise men did, I don't know. I don't know if I'd have traveled that far to worship him, or if I'd have left when I got there. I don't know what it was like because I wasn't there. But it's just such a wonderful, awesome bit of knowledge to know that God gave us a gift. He gave us the Messiah, and we take him for granted. And today, of all days, we need to understand just how important a day it was when Christ was born. Without the birth of Christ, there was no more salvation for anybody. There was no redemption. There was no offering to take away the sin of the world, which what Christ ended up doing. That wouldn't have happened. We would not have had this open door to the Father that we now have through Christ. Christ, when he got older, told us in his word, ask in my name, in his name, in the name of Jesus. And we sometimes say in Jesus' name, amen. We just blow it off because it's become so habitual to us and mundane, and we've lost touch with the reality of who Christ truly is. And this is a wonderful opportunity to start Christmas Day, that joyful learning walk with Christ as a child, and to start learning all over again the life of Christ, who he was, what he was all about, what are the things that he'd done, why did he come, what did he do to fulfill the will of the Father, what kind of things did he teach us, what kind of things did he leave for us, and what kind of promises did he give us? One of them being the Holy Spirit. He said, I will send the Holy Spirit. And he did. But he also, there's more things to come. And this is a wonderful day to start changing your outlook, changing your perspective on who this little baby truly is when he's born and who he becomes when he gets older. It's just, I mean, he only lived, what, 33 years? A very short time. But for someone who lived 33 years on this earth, here it is over 2,000 years later, and we're still loving him and talking about him. Most people in the world have heard his name. It's phenomenal. This little baby to become what he did. And even at the age of, what was it, 12, when he was in the temple talking and teaching to the learned religious people there at 12 years old. He was more than just a child. He was God himself brought to earth. And we need to just really, really get a grasp on just how important this is. We've taken the birth of Christ and turned it into a holiday to buy gifts for each other and to spoil our children and to an excuse to go to the family's house to eat big dinners and see how many presents we can give, see how many presents we can get. And, you know, we invoke the name of Christ at our mealtime, and that's the end of it. We've got to learn, folks, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and he needs to walk beside us every moment of our lives. He's willing, and he's waiting on us. We've got to quit just saying, whenever I got a problem, come with me, buddy. You know, be my Jesus. He's got to be the Lord of your life. And that's where we're falling short. This little baby that we're celebrating the birth of today is the Lord. He's the Savior. He's the Messiah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we've got to learn that. We got to draw closer. We want to, today, take time to just thank the Lord. Maybe 6 or 7 times during the day, stop yourself and look around at your family and your friends, your loved ones, and thank the Lord. Thank God in heaven, Jehovah, for sending his Son to be our Savior, for allowing that baby to be born so that we could find have a pathway to the Father God himself, that we could have someone who paid the price for us so we didn't have to. It's just, I stumble for the words to say how much I love Jesus. It's a love that's so hard to put words to. I love him with all my heart and all my mind. But I know that there's more that I need to learn. There's more I need to understand about him. There's more I need to realize what this baby was all about, who this baby was, and who this baby became. And why do we celebrate his birth? Is it because the church says to? Or is it because we truly, truly, truly are so thankful and grateful to God for giving Jesus to us? Again, Merry Christmas to all of you. I love you. The Lord loves you, and that's what's so most important. God bless each and every one of you. Love each other today, would you? God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.